And this, I think this will probably exercise your brain too. Lateral chunking means going in a different direction. We didn't talk about buses and boats and cars and planes and trains here on page 39, but those are lateral chunks to cars. Now, let's just say that we were in some city, like the city of Honolulu, and we had a transportation problem. That is, there were too many cars on the highways. Sound familiar? So what are the solutions? The solutions would be other forms of transportation. Buses, boats, cars, planes, or trains. How do you get to there? Well, and this isn't in your notes, but here's the way you do it. You actually chunk up one level, and then you ask yourself, what are other examples of this? So let me see how this would work. Cars for what purpose? Well, for the purpose of transportation. Or cars, what are cars an example of? Cars are an example of transportation. Good. Now, what are other examples of transportation? And you would say buses, boats, planes, trains, skateboards, rollerblades, bicycles, etc. So by chunking up one level or going more toward the abstract and then coming back down, we can actually do a process called lateral thinking. Now, Edward De Bono has run seminars on lateral thinking for years and years and years and years, and I don't know anyone who's taken one of his seminars that actually got the specific technique for chunking laterally. Well, this is the specific technique for chunking laterally. You chunk up one level, and then you ask yourself, what are other examples of this? And then you come back down to the same level, but you look at other examples. Now, this, I think, should exercise your brain. We've given you now three ways to chunk: chunking up, chunking down, and chunking laterally. What I would suggest, and this was kind of fun, I worked with a woman who said to me, I'm dyslexic, not me, but her. And I said to her, well, how do you know you're dyslexic? And she said, I was in college and I only got A's and B's. And she said, I wanted to get all A's. And I went, oh, poor thing. I said, I know a lot of people that didn't even graduate from college. Well, she said, I had to work really, really hard. And I said, poor thing, so did I. Well, she said, I'll tell you, I know I'm dyslexic because if you gave me a map of the city, I couldn't find my way across the city. Now, that's a problem. To me, that's a problem. So I said, great, great. So how would you know if you weren't dyslexic anymore? And she said, I could take a kid's puzzle and I could put it together in less than 30 minutes. And she said, I can't do that today. I can't take a kid's puzzle and put it together in less than 30 minutes. So by talking to her, I observed that her problem was in chunking up. She got lost in the trees. She couldn't see the entire forest for the trees. The reason why she couldn't find her way across town is because she'd look at a map and she'd get so involved in the details of the map that she'd lose sight of where she was. So her whole problem was in chunking. So I said to her, for the next week, I'd like you to chunk up a little bit. I'd like you to ask yourself the question, with every thought that you have, I'd like to ask yourself the question, what is this an example of? Or, for what purpose? Or, what is your intention? I'd like you to ask that 3 or 4 times. And if you have nothing else to do, I'd like you to ask it at least 5 or 6 times, or maybe even 10 times, until you arrive at existence each time. So she did it for 2 weeks, came back at the end of 2 weeks, and she walked in the office and sat down, and I said, how are you doing? She said, I've been doing the homework faithfully, and at the end of the time, I just gave her a puzzle. I just gave her a kid's puzzle. I had one of the staff go out and buy a kid's puzzle. She got the kid's puzzle, and she put it together in 10 minutes. And I said, that's it. You know, you're done. And she said, done? What do you mean I'm done? And she said, what do you mean I'm done? I said, well, you know, as long as you can chunk up and maintain an overview of the big picture, you're in great shape. You're totally in great shape as long as you can chunk up and maintain an overview of the big picture. And she went, whoa, that's really a trip. Well, I got word back from her. She actually went back to school, got her master's degree, did very well at it. And all it was a problem of chunking. So oftentimes dyslexia, especially in adults, may also be a chunking problem. And you need to find that out if you have a client who says, oh, I've got dyslexia, or I can't see the forest for the trees. Chunking up is really, really a good process for them to learn.